Hello and welcome to the Helios blog. My name is Helios, here for another reaction video. Today, Hassan gets interviewed on the Almost Adulting podcast. Let's get into it.
The reason she's alone is because she's difficult.
Women are not accepting the bare minimum.
Women fuck men they respect.
All the women who say things like, I'm strong, independent, I don't need no man, like, y'all impress me.
Women just gaslight each other and say what they want to hear.
Oh, let me, this is my thought when I first met you. So when I first met you, obviously I saw how tall you are and I was like, that guy's hot. And then I got...
Wow, what a surprise. You mean the first thing that girls look at is height, which is something that men can't control? And yeah, there's even this adage that goes, what do you call a guy who's less than 6 feet? A friend, and so on, right? And these girls are so unashamedly unapologetic about this, right? Meanwhile, if you go to another country, right? Girls will kindly and happily accept 5'7", 5'8", 5'9", doesn't matter, right? But no, in the Western world, 6 foot plus or bust.
I was like, cool, I like that. And then, but it's like, it's so crazy. The way you look versus your personality is completely different.
Right, exactly. Hassan is basically a total beta max, right? But he looks like a Chad.
You're much softer. Not in a savage. Bad way. You're like you're sweet and you're kind and you end up coming much sweeter. So a lot of times I think maybe that's where it can come off as that. When you see you from far.
And that's why he dates Janice Griffith, right? And not an actual nice girl who would be respectful to him. Because, look, he's not even happy with what he heard, you see? His arms are crossed, he looks upset at this. It's like, girls are telling you, dude, that your personality is what's messed up, right? You are a beta max. You're an NPC. The girls are telling you. You just need to listen.
You're like, oh, this guy's a badass. But then
what
you
do
get
you mean?
To talk
I'm not a badass. I'm a soft ass, not a badass.
Well, that's
like,
right.
You're sweeter. So I think that's where maybe the teddy bear comes from. So right. Regarding like.
What would be cooler? Like if I was just like kind of a badass, like, yo, what's up?
Like an arrogant type of like vibe. Like I'm really tall.
I already think people still think I'm arrogant though.
I know, but if they get to know you, if they start talking to you.
Yeah.
You're much like easier and softer. I was actually taken back.
Yeah, you see? And again, it's really funny, right? Because she's telling him exactly why he's unsuccessful in his relationships, right? She's telling him exactly why. It's because she's telling him the truth, which is, bro, you're a loser. You look like an attractive, handsome man, but you're actually a loser, right? Which is, and this is the adage in relationships. It says, be attractive, don't be unattractive. He's passed the first one. He is attractive. He's very attractive. But he hasn't passed the second one, which is don't be unattractive. Now, whether a person would actually want to be attractive for this girl, that's anyone's guess. But, you know, that's neither here nor there, right? Okay. Anyway, time for some shilling. Go to my Patreon and subscribe. Patreon.com/theheliosblog. Buy my books. bit.ly/heliosbooks. Drop me a donation like Hunter M, Adrian R, Tom M, links in the description. And hit the like, hit that subscribe. Okay, I'm done shilling. Let's continue.
Back by like how sweet and soft you are.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. So sweet, so like, soft.
I would ruin this guy if I dated him.
You see? You see what I'm saying, guys? Look, Hassan's reaction is hilarious. But yeah, like, so the girls are all thinking about dating you. But you literally destroy yourself by being soft and a loser. Whereas it's the reverse, right? If you're not as attractive, but the girl talks to you and she's like, oh, this guy's kind of a badass, you know? That's also, that it's the reverse. It has the reverse effect.
That would destroy him.
That's true. I am very, gentle. I try to be, but not in the bedroom. That is like one area where I am, I like to be dominant. So maybe we would clash if we did have sex.
Well, you're Leo, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you believe in zodiac signs?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, me neither.
Okay. Again, like, here's what I, like, It's really funny that he says, but not in the bedroom. Like, again, his ego got hurt so much, and men's ego is associated with... Men's ego is associated with their bedroom fun. So when a guy is told you're soft, you're weak, you're gentle and kind, he's immediately going to go, but not in the bedroom. It doesn't matter. You'll never get to the bedroom.
Sure.
Like, okay. Talk about all the time. Oh, I forgot about this. This is actually really cool. So you were born in New Jersey,
mm-hmm.
but you then moved back to Turkey.
I'm an anchor baby. So like I was born here so I could have a U.S. citizenship, which is something that Donald Trump is trying to take away, by the way.
Gotcha.
And reverse. Not good. There are a lot of Russian anchor babies as well. But yeah, I was born here so I could have citizenship. And then I just grew up in Turkey.
And then when did you move back to the U.S.?
I moved back to the U.S. when I was 18 so I could go to college here, to the University of Miami.
So were you speaking English in Turkey?
No, I spoke Turkish. I speak fluent Turkish.
You speak Turkish, German.
Very little German. It like doesn't count anymore. I don't even really remember anything.
But do you speak Arabic?
No. Just bad curse words like kusaktak.
But that's also Hebrew, by the way.
Oh, Arabic, really?
Yeah. Because emekars sharmuta, like that's also...
It's just like a different dialect, kind of. Like, it just sounds like it sounds a little different when you say it. Like sharmuta instead of sharmuta.
I do know some Arabic. I used to speak it fluently, but so is Turkish similar to Arabic at all?
No, not at all.
Oh, so I can say like ahlan wa sahlan wa lima Hassan.
I have no idea what you said, but I'm assuming you said my name is Hassan in the end of it.
Hi, how are you, Hassan?
Oh, okay.
And I can count.
Well, merhaba and merhaba is like
merhaba,
or right? Isn't merhaba? Merhaba is hi in Turkish, or selam.
Oh, selam.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's also in Farsi.
Yeah, yeah. So there's like similarities, but Turkish is still, I think, very different.
I mean, they were all influenced by the Arabian Empire, which later got taken over by the Ottoman Empire. But they were Muslim, so they spoke Arabic and, of course, Turkish, right? So I don't remember exactly how the ruling class was in the Ottoman Empire. I believe they did actually speak Turkish, but I could be wrong about this. Or it could be that in order to be like Muslim back then, you needed to know how to speak Arabic. Certainly, they were influenced by Arabian culture, certainly. And by this, they would have some Arabic words in their language, for sure. This is without a doubt. But again, I'm not very experienced in that avenue of history, unfortunately.
Oh. It doesn't.
So how do you say hey, how are you?
Merhaba nasılsın.
I'm sorry, say that again.
Merhaba nasılsın.
Merhaba.
Yeah.
Nasılsın. Sounds like you're stuttering.
Nasılsın.
Nasılsın.
No, I'm not. How do you say it? Yeah, no, it's very different. It's
That's
very different
so cool.
Language. Yeah.
How do you say hi, how are you in German?
How do I say it? Hallo. Well, wohnst du, I think, right? Isn't it?
How did you learn how to speak that?
I don't even know if it's wolf ones too. I learned it in school.
Oh,
it's not like
it's like Spanish in the U.S.
Yeah, it's like terrible. I know that like they say it says it everywhere that I speak German, and I'm always like I can't, and also I don't need to because there's so many Turkish people in Germany. So like every time I go to Germany, I'm never lost. And basically everyone speaks Turkish, especially in Berlin.
Oh, that's so cool, though, that you speak more than one language.
Actually, that's pretty funny, because on the national German soccer team, used to be Özil, who was Turkish. I assume he was born in Germany, but his family is Turkish. So there you go. So it's pretty funny that he's mentioning this. But anyway... that's that. Basically, this is just a date, right? And we're commenting on it. It's, I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I still feel that the girl is attracted to Hassan. That's what it seems like to me, even though she's, maybe her calling him a teddy bear is a crap test, you know? And if he passes, then he's fine. Because it doesn't seem to me like she's not attracted to him and like cold and not interested. But possibly she sees him as a wallet as a result of her comments of him being a teddy bear. Well, we'll see. Let's see how the conversation develops.
And another thing, when I was reading about you, it said that you went to college, but then I couldn't tell how many degrees you have because it said a few different universities. So I couldn't tell if it was you got a few degrees or you just kept transferring.
No. So I went to University of Miami first, and then I transferred after the first year, and I transferred to Rutgers, and I graduated from Rutgers with a double major. So I got a comms degree on top of my political science degree, but I don't even mention it because like everyone laughs because when you say communications degree, you know?
Right. So he's a joke. Right, like his education is not, he's not very educated, and actually now I understand his political opinion entirely. He is a man, but he went to university and studied like a woman. So he got two useless degrees, right? Like a double major, right? Which is practically like, I mean, he got one degree, but it's a double major, so it's like he majored in two things. But anyway. Communications, which is useless, you can't get a job with that. And political science, also useless, and you can't get a job with that. And I also understand his political stance now, because all the universities in the US, they're preaching like leftist garbage, which is why Hassan is so skilled in the leftist garbage rhetoric, because he literally went to brainwash school for it. That makes total sense. And at Rutgers, no less.
Yeah. When a girl says, I'm studying communication, it's like, you're just waiting to get married. That's usually like, you know, that's what's
happening. I mean, there's not a lot of job opportunities for any particular major at this.
That's not true. I'll get into that in a second. But yeah, used to be the case, right? That she's trying to get her MRS degree. That's what they called it. I think that's pretty funny, right? Like she's MRS, like Mrs., you know, like she's trying to marry one of the guys at university. And I guess to some extent, some girls still do it. But in 2023, girls aren't marrying at 23, 24. They're still chasing Chad. They marry at 28 to 35. They don't marry in school. It's pretty funny that she said that. This girl is, what did she say? She's Palestinian, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. I think I was reading the comments. And anyway, of course, they have an older world thinking, right? So the girls get married younger. Although she didn't, and she has pink hair, so... You know, she's probably not Muslim, but or at least not, you know, not as Muslim as her parents would like, I'll bet. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. Again, who am I to judge? I don't know them or her story, so whatever. Anyway, says the guy who's doing reaction videos on Hassan. But yeah, there are university degrees that do lead to good jobs. Okay, so here they are. Are you ready? Medicine, law, pharmacy. Computer science, computer programming, accounting, which is a business degree. You could also get a mathematics degree. Did I mention programming already? I believe I did. Yeah, that's pretty much it. And if you're in, you know, the Nordic countries or maybe Canada, or I don't know about Australia, probably teaching is also, but not in the United States. In the United States, it's teaching is like a crappy job. Like it's like it's worse than being like you get paid about as much as a McDonald's worker for being a teacher. Like imagine that in the United States, which explains why so many people are uneducated, right?
At this point, even STEM careers are hard to find. But yeah, communication is like really bottom of the barrel. I'll admit, like as someone who has that degree, like the only thing I remember is like the Saffir-Whorf hypothesis.
I don't even know what that is, but yeah.
You, your culture, like you learn a lot more about a culture. Like your cultural understanding is drastically different if you also speak the language fluently.
Oh.
I think you can agree with that, right?
Yes. Yeah. I do agree with that. I have 2 degrees. I also have double majored in accounting and business law, and I don't use them.
Yeah, but those are actually legitimate. Like, those are legitimate degrees that you could actually get a good job with if you wanted. And I mean, she has a podcast with 40,000 subscribers, so she is using her business degree. Well, so no, that's... She's actually using her degree properly.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'm sure you kind of use your account. Wait, do you do your own taxes?
No, I don't need to get audited. That's just really stupid if I did that. So, okay. But I mean, I can review, obviously, my tax returns. But in general, I think everyone should have a basic understanding when it comes to accounting.
True.
But I think there's a reason why there's those huge accounting books with like all these laws so accountants can keep their jobs.
Well, you know, I mean, what's insane about this process is that in the most American way possible, the government has essentially outsourced a lot of those like accounting services, mm-hmm. right? Almost in its entirety. Whereas if you go to Nordic countries or Scandinavian countries, the government will do your taxes for you and then just essentially send you a check in the end of the year.
Actually, in the U.S., the government will do your taxes. If you make $50,000 or less, the IRS does your taxes.
Oh, really?
I volunteered every year during school, after school.
I made less than $50,000 a year for like many years when I first
there's
started.
There's programs by the IRS where they provide you. I did every year. I did people's taxes. Anyone that made less than $50,000. You know, let's move past that. The reason I don't want to talk about politics, I know it's like your bread and butter, but I did really just want to get to know who you are as a person.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I think people get to see, they get to see like this sweater looking teddy bear on Instagram, which by the way, the gays love you.
Yeah. Oh, I know. I know. I used to have, I think it was like 70% of my audience was female. And now that number has reduced as I've grown to like, I think it's like 59% of my audience is female.
Oh, really?
Well, again, why would so much of his audience be female? Because what are girls looking for? They're looking for a guy who's 6 foot plus. He's 6 foot four. That meets the bill. Who at the same time also thinks like they do. I mean, on paper, that's what they say they want, right? They're not actually attracted to that, but that's what they say they want. They'd, you know, they'd be turned off by this. Pretty much immediately, not immediately, but you know, within 6 months of dating a guy who actually thinks how they do, but you know, they say that that's what they want. And Hassan fits the bill. So it's just hypergamy, right?
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. So the gays love you. And I understand, like, even my hairdresser, when he, one time he was like, I saw you post, you commented some thirsty comments on Hassan's Instagram. Like, what's going on there? Are you trying to hit that? And I was like, oh my God, he's my friend. I'm just like, I'm being nice. That's like, if I'm trying to hit, like, I'm very secretive when it comes to actually anyone I'm dating.
Me too.
So if I am, I feel like when I'm commenting on someone's pictures, liking them, that means like nothing's happening. If suddenly you see me like going silent, that means like I am may potentially be talking to them.
There you have it. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. So girls being secretive, that's no, you know, obviously because you want to hide your end count. So that makes total sense. It's really funny because she says she posted that stuff on Hassan's feed to be nice. That's literally what girls do to each other. So in her mind, she sees Hassan as a girl, right? That's clear as day. There it is, folks. So if you want to be seen as a girl, if you want to be treated the same way as a girl, just act like Hassan does. And you'll eliminate any possibility of attraction from women. There it is.
Gentlemen, make sure to track Violet's. Make sure to track her Instagram movements, see who she was commenting on, and then stopped mysteriously. After this, if she stops commenting on my photos, you already know what's going on.
I'm hitting it. I'm pegging it. I'm kidding.
Wow.
Clapping my cheeks.
Very disrespectful.
Okay, but very so disrespectful. I do want to get to know you a little bit more.
Yeah.
I was wondering, what do you wish you would have known when you first started out that you didn't know to make your life easier? Just in social media Ooh. World and all that.
Get on every platform when it's blowing up. So get on true. Every platform. Like, it doesn't matter. And don't be afraid to rip other people off. Like, as in, like, not steal, but, like, copy their content. Because, like, no one cares. Honestly, yeah. Like, literally no one cares. Every single Vine influencer that is gigantic now and actually does create original content in one way or another started off by doing hacky comedian bits that they totally ripped You know what I mean? From like other comics who have probably been also stealing those bits. They were just in the right place at the right time, and they worked hard.
I can't relate because I'm always original.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? Like, yeah. It's just like, oh, what's the deal with airplane food turned into like a 7-second Vine compilation? And then you started cultivating a following, and then you were propelled upwards just by virtue of having that following.
Okay, but what else do you wish you would have known when you first started? Like, for example, if I could think, I think I trusted too many people, or I didn't really understand this like industry, so I got like played by a lot of people. Do you have any of those experiences?
I think one thing I would recommend my younger self is like, be careful what you post on the internet. I mean, I think we're from the same generation. Like, we're not Zoomers, right? We're not like the next generation. Mm-hmm. We're not like 14 years old doing Fortnite dances right now. So they have a better understanding of like how permanent things are on the internet, which is why all the platforms are like Snapchat and even Instagram have like stories that delete themselves,
right?
Are hard to find after a certain amount of time has passed. Whereas like Twitter is permanent. And when we first started Twitter, we were probably just like, I'm trying to be funny. No one's paying attention yeah. to me. Let me just like type out a random thought that I had right in that moment. And I feel like that will come back and bite you in the ass.
Have you ever gone through your Twitter and deleted things from like years ago?
Of course. I had bad tweets and stuff, but not like nothing terrible. But it was just like, Kirsten Gillibrand can get it. Is like a female politician from, I think she's running for president now. Stuff like that. The people were like, oh, I can't believe how like this supposed woke bay is writing these things. And the people who were doing that were like literal Nazis because they're very good on the internet. The alt-right is like super powerful on the internet. And they have a bunch of fucking psycho kids that just like comb through everything. They do like, and they'll find like all the problematic right. stuff that you said and then weaponize that against you disingenuously.
Yeah. Okay. I see. But it's true. Like, you got to be careful what you post online, and just think about it. Like, don't post stuff that you wouldn't want your grandma hearing, basically. So if you're, you know, swearing online or being like highly disrespectful or all of that, you need to watch out for that. Like, even my YouTube channel, right? Like, it's basically just telling people to make better decisions, effectively. It's not really, like, terrible. Although some people would say, oh, who are you to tell me what to do? It's like, well, you know, it's my opinion. Like, you take it or leave it. Seriously. All right. Okay, 2 hours ago, posted on relationship advice. Best friend, so it's the guy is 19 and she's 18. Told me he doesn't want anything to do with me if I don't date him. I mean, this is a classic. This is called the sniper mentality, right? Where a guy, he goes, he waits for his perfect moment to get with that perfect angel that he's always wanted to be with, right? And he takes his shot, and of course he fails, because that's the wrong mentality to have. And there it is. All right. Some of our past before getting on topic. Best friend, let's call him Z, and I met through my ex. Oh well, okay. It's already obvious. Q and Z were best friends for 4 years, and when Q and I started online dating, he introduced me to Z. Z and I became good friends, and when Q and I started going downhill, Z helped us resolve issues. So literally, Z was trying to stir the pot so he could get with her. That's what's happening. He got friend-zoned, and he was looking for his opportunity. Eventually, after a few months, we broke up, and somehow Z chose me as a friend over Q, and this ended their friendship. Wow, what a surprise. Since then, Z and I have been best friends. A couple months after my breakup with Q, Z's relationship also ended, and I helped him move on. Since then, he's been into me. He wanted to date me ever since, but I kept saying no to multiple reasons, and the main reason is I'm not into him. He then proceeded to hurt me as a friend and betrayed my trust multiple times. There was a girl who liked him, but he told her he's into me, and so the girl got angry and started threatening me, and it got really nasty. When this happened, I was mourning someone and it affected me a lot. I told this to Z and he reassured me saying he'll handle. He did not. The next month was terrible for me because I caught up in this drama for too long. I finally decided to give Z an ultimatum. It's her or me, and his first reaction was, if you date me, she'll go. I was so pissed and I told him if he considered me his best friend, he wouldn't mind doing this because he doesn't have any interest in her and she's hurting him also. He told me how she's a distraction from me and then I proceeded to stop talking to him altogether. A couple of days later, he started apologizing and told me how he blocked her and I forgave. Fast forward to now. A week back, I found that he's still talking to her and the way he tricked me was what pissed me off. A few months back, I found her in his PVT. I don't know what that means. And he told me that his girl isn't that bad and she's something else altogether. And I believed it. Now, a week back on her birthday, I found out he's been tricking me and lying for months, and I got so mad and then started blaming me for it because, according to him, he wouldn't go to her if I just said yes. He put some conditions and said he won't block her, and I have to call him often or otherwise he'll stop talking to me, but this is something he's done in the past too. I have to cry and beg and genuinely lose my mind to make him stay, to try to just be friends. This is the classic example of a girl who... this is a classic example of a girl who's getting everything she would normally get out of a boyfriend, and then she goes and sleeps with Chad. So he's the guy that she talks to. So if you're not the boyfriend, you're the girlfriend. Don't be the boyfriend if you're not getting bedroom fun. Top comment. This guy is not your friend. Accurate. He just wants to sleep with you. He's not your friend. He made it clear that he only wants to hook up with you. He's willing to string along another girl and use her against you. Now he's made the friendship conditional in his favor. You should just drop this guy and move on with your life. Yup. Yeah, it's true. All right, we're going to end the video there again. Hit the like, hit the subscribe, go to my Patreon and subscribe, patreon.com/theheliosblog. Drop me a donation like Hunter M, Adrian R, Tom M. Take care of yourselves, guys. Link is in the description, by the way. Take care of yourselves, and I will see you next time.